Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. We are certainly glad you decided to join us this evening, and we have a treat for the children. We are celebrating Kwanzaa style, our children. We'll be talking about education that pertains to children, and we will be discussing what is best interest of the child. Thank you so much for joining us. Can I get a drum roll out here, please? It looks like our children are going to continue to sing. Now, let me get right into my topic because I have no idea what is going on and why those children are just continuing to sing. Ladies and gentlemen, our chat room is open. And for those of you who would like to join us, I'd like to encourage you to be a part of our chat room. I'd like to also encourage you to solicit for being a co-host in our chat room. This evening's show is a special throughout the remaining portion of the month. We will be talking about Kwanzaa, the principles of Kwanzaa, as well as looking at issues that pertain to our education system. And you know how I am. I am going to discuss the issue, regardless of who it hurts and why it would hurt someone in the educational system. Now, let me explain one thing. The educational system, in and of itself, ladies and gentlemen, has been designed for a public school setting. However, we have to look at a number of different things for our African-American children. Is it conducive to our African-American children? And this is our first fruit, and we want to cultivate our children. We want to make sure that our males are properly taught, and some of our males are failing in the institution system, and most of them are being placed in special ed. Is this a coincidence or is this an accident? And should our boys be separated from our female population? And when we look at the statistics, the drooling statistics, can it be possible that our males could be trained and educated separately from the girls? And what are the benefits of third world countries allowing their girls to be educated? And is there an economic benefit of their girls being educated? Ladies and gentlemen, these are the topics we're going to be discussing for the remaining of the month. We're going to be getting into them in depth. I'd like for you to solicit and call in to our phone line to give your opinion about the education system and how do we solicit for a new methodology for educating our black children. This is the Kwanzaa season, and we want to reiterate the fact yesterday we talked about unity. Today we're going to talk about kujichagulia, the ability to define for ourselves, self-determination. And parents, if you have self-determination, you're going to want to get involved in this discussion because we're talking about parents as a first teacher. And if you truly are the first teacher, then truly we ought to involve you in the formation of the curriculum, making sure that the education is African-centered, and making sure that it's conscious. Conscious-based education is what I'll be talking to you about. This is a subject that I'm going to be researching over the next 2 years, conscious-based and mindful education. Why isn't this topic not talked about in the urban settings? And is this the missing link for our African children? If we are to get involved in our children's education, it should be somewhat tribal. And we should also be looking at developing ethics in our children and having faith-based initiatives attached to our education. There's no way we can teach our children without disciplining them and guiding them, and usually guiding them the way our ancestors guided us. If they had to use a rod to guide us, then if you bend the rod and didn't break the rod, the child would be spared and live. But we have to understand, we cannot have institutions that allow havoc to run its way in our school system. This is what we saw happen in the school where people walk in with firearms and fire openly on children and teachers. It shows us that there's a lack of ethics in our system. And the way you change that is you give the education system back to the parent again. You give it back to them and allow them to be an accompanying teacher in your classroom. Can you teach parents to be teachers? I say yes, you can. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, I took women off welfare who were uneducated, untrained, and trained them in parent education skills, endorsed them with another alternative credential that allowed them to become bona fide teachers in the classroom. So therein lies the opportunity to retrain our parents to become teachers and allow them, if choose to, operate from their home and do homeschooling with the assistance of a certified teacher that could go into the home as a contracted consultant. And then allow the government to give you a voucher so you can use your own voucher to educate your child at home. These options need to be looked at. Ladies and gentlemen, our school system is failing. And if we are to bring about a new education system, during this Kwanzaa season, let's talk about education and how we can revamp our educational system. It has failed miserably. I've been a teacher for over 33 years, ladies and gentlemen, and I left the profession to go into the private industry for a short period of time. During that time, I was miserable in what I saw happen to our school system. I almost did not make it back into the classroom, because I wanted to find another way to help our failing black children. I wanted to find another option where parents could get more involved. I knew that parents were the solution to correcting our failing schools. That is why my classroom was an open classroom at all times, inviting the parent in to be a part of the education system. And that's what we're going to have to do, ladies and gentlemen. Like it or not, parent, or administrator, we are going to have to invite those parents back in. They are missing link because they have a solution where the child will understand that he will have to have some sort of method of disciplining him if he is to act and manage his behavior and have good character, good conduct. You cannot teach a classroom full of clowns, imbeciles, and freaks in the classroom. And that's what is becoming a freak show in the classroom. Whoever can act out the best and get the most attention is fighting for the teacher's time, and the teacher's wasting her time managing behaviors all day long. I refuse to do it. I refuse to do it. And with the education that we've gotten and the curriculum methodology that we've learned, we should be able to teach a sound curriculum and not have to fight and baffle with children who want to get attention that is not being given at home. Bring the parent to school and make the parent teach the child. And if the parent has a child that is wayward, the parent will have to quit work and go home and teach the child. We've got to put the responsibility on the parent for a failing child that has a behavior management problem. The parent must come home, and there could be a sanction through a court of law that if that child, after so many discussions about the child's behavior, the parent can be sanctioned to come home and teach her own child, because it is the responsibility of the parent to educate that child. And the government law should be able to reinforce that. Now, am I out of my mind? No, I'm not. As an educator and as a parent first, I had left my job under several occasions to go home and teach my boys and put in them what I know they needed. And regardless of whether or not I was working in the private industry, I had a husband who was responsible for taking care of the family. But my job, my first job, was to educate and to discipline those boys, and that's why I found it necessary to go home and homeschool. Those children will be far better off and develop in their academic abilities and in their behavior and discipline. Trust me, parents, I've done it before. For those of you who are interested in learning how to raise a scholar, a two-time scholar, a scholar that goes through school with honors throughout high school, ask me about it. Someday I'll sit down and talk with you about it. Sometimes when you put a rod on a child, for some children it works, but then for others you have to give them other options. You don't always have to whip a child to make him astute. You can show loving kindness and show rewarding abilities under certain circumstances. And parents, don't get the idea that we have to go in with a hateful spirit to discipline our children. You can do it lovingly. You are not a coward, and you shouldn't be cowarding your children or beating them down and browbeating them. They could be disciplined in a manner which is loving. At the same time, parents, you are the first teacher. You're the ones that should be in these classrooms getting this tutelage and getting these opportunities to learn. And that's what we're going to be talking about this season. How do we educate our parents to be winners? How do we educate our children to be winners? Come on, parents. You know you're a winner. You are the winner. And your children will win if you say they'll win. Let's put it together. We are ready. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to join us for tomorrow. We'll be talking about the nature of the African-American child. We'll also be doing more folkloids and telling more stories out of school for the children, so the children will want to join us. Our time has been cut short here. However, we would like to encourage you to listen in tomorrow for our story time. And children, you are welcome at 5:30. We'll be coming on. Thank you so very much for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow. So our bigger-than-life story will be told tomorrow, in addition to animal fables and parables about people which came first from Africa. These are another popular style of storytelling. And these stories all originated here in the United States, and they will be told. And we'll be talking about the African-Americans who venture sting to be bigger than life itself. So why don't you join us tomorrow for story time? Often the stories are not told here in America, and they're not told that they came from America. But we'll be talking about those stories tomorrow. So why don't you join us in your 90s and all? We're getting ready for Christmas, and I know you're excited, but children, you definitely want to be a part of our session. And being here in this room will be great.